A Hymn of Glory, Let Us Sing, 26th in a series. The hymn this month, from the Lutheran Service Book Hymn 622, and from the Lutheran Hymnal Hymn 306. Title, Lord Jesus Christ, You Have Prepared. Why, quotes, a why. In some cases, converting an English noun into an adjective is as easy as adding a why. Sleep becomes sleepy. Dream, dreamy. Silk, silky. And yet, the addition of why in certain instances can actually reverse a meaning. Consider the word rock. All by itself, rock conveys strength and stability. Add why, however, and everything changes. Things become rocky, unstable. Not all additions, it turns out, are pluses. So also with God's Word. His Word is a solid rock, graciously given so that all can find the spiritual stability so desperately needed. In both of the epistles written by the Apostle Peter, the reliability of God's Word is affirmed. Echoing Isaiah, he declared, quote, "The word of the Lord endures forever," from 1 Peter 1, verse 25a. And in his second epistle, he wrote, quote, "We also have the prophetic message as something completely reliable," from 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 19, from the NIV. Since its source is the Spirit of God, the Word of God is rock solid. My words by no means pass away, Jesus said. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will by no means pass away, from Matthew 24, verse 35. Scripture can never be destroyed, a fact that reassures Christians and frustrates the devil. Satan knows he cannot demolish God's Word, but that doesn't keep him from trying to deprive people of its blessings. In that pursuit, he frequently contradicts the Word outright. At other times, however, his subtler tactic is to add umbilical thought to biblical principle. For when God's Word is supplemented, it is supplanted. The rock-solid messages given by the Spirit become dangerously rocky hybrids. The Judaizers in Galatia served as an example. The young Galatian congregation had heard from Paul the pure gospel of salvation through faith alone. But the Judaizers proclaimed that man is saved through faith plus the keeping of the Mosaic Code. And in doing so, they changed the good news into, quote, a different gospel, end quote. From Galatians chapter 1, verse 6, a deadly gospel. So also at the time of the Reformation, the Church of Rome believed that man-made ideas not only could, but also should be added to what the Bible says, with devastating results. Elsewhere, it is human reason that has been given a perilously prominent place in the teachings of some churches. The dictates of human intellect are added to the Spirit's revelation with truly harmful consequences. When teachings are based solely on God's Word, they are rock solid. When they are the result of human additions to God's Word, they become rocky, unstable, and unable to provide a solid foundation. The very bedrock of the Reformation, therefore, was Scripture alone. And many have faithfully continued to advance that cry, both in sermon and in song. One such individual was Samuel Kinner, 1603 to 1668, who wrote the communion hymn, "Lord Jesus Christ, You Have Prepared." Trained to be a medical doctor and serving in that capacity, Kinner was undoubtedly someone who made great professional use of his intellect and reason. Yet the hymn verses which flowed from his pen reveal that he recognized the importance of leaving the Word of God untouched by human additions and unchallenged by human reason. The principle of Scripture alone comes shining through in several of his stanzas. When speaking of God's presence among his people, he wrote, quote, "Firm as a rock this truth shall stand, unmoved by any daring hand," end quote. When speaking of the real presence of Christ's body and blood in the sacrament, he declared, quote, "Though reason cannot understand, yet faith this truth embraces. Thy body, Lord, is everywhere at once, in many places. How this can be, I leave to thee. Thy word alone suffices me. I trust its truth unfailing." End of quote. Altering or adding to God's word is one of the devil's tricks for replacing the firm with the flimsy, the rock with the rocky. Since Scripture is perfect and pure as given, it is to be left as it is. For Scripture alone is the means through which God does his great and gracious work. It is the rock from which great blessings flow. Our author is John Reim, a professor at Emmanuel Lutheran College in Eau Claire, Wisconsin.